we shine the spotlight on a local school. Find out what it is they're up to this week. Our star school is Newborough Primary in Warwick. And Wednesday morning means we come live from their playground. Richard Williams, it's over to you, mate.
Yes, as you say, we're in the playground, Newborough Primary, with Miss Solway. We are with, it's like a football team, this, William Rose, Noah, Maisie, Emmy. Good morning, guys!
Good morning!
What an introduction. Right, I'm going to quickly start with Miss Solway, because Miss Solway, it is Science Week here. I heard about this on Monday. It's been very exciting. What's been going on?
Yeah, so we've been taking part in various investigations. They've each been learning about a different famous scientist. And on Monday, we kicked off with a scientific assembly where they got to watch loads of different chemistry experiments happening, which they're really excited about.
We're going to find out about a few of those. I'm going to start off with you, William. So, William, now I know you've been really excited this week, William, because you've been learning about the oceans. Tell us what you've been finding out.
Yeah, we've been learning about, well, the layers of the oceans and the creatures that live in them.
What kinds of creatures are there?
Well, there's giant squid, there's like jellyfish, dolphins, turtles.
Lots of different animals. Yeah. It's incredible. Now, Rose, you've been having a very exciting week. I've got to say, you've got cool trainers on there. Those pink and black trainers are very nice. But you've been learning about, what are you in science, about things that float. Tell us what you've been doing, Rose.
We did an experiment about what objects float and why they float and why objects don't float.
And what's the answer? Because I need to know.
It depends on their weight and not really their...
Depends on their weight?
No, yeah. The material.
The material. Well, you did very well there. Now, I'm going to bring it in, Noah, because, Noah, it is Space Week here at the school, isn't it? And you've been learning about the planets. Tell us what you've been learning.
We've been learning about the planet order, and we've been using the planet order by using the My Very Easy Method Just Speeds Up Naming Planets.
And this is what they call an acronym, isn't it, to help you remember the letters of the planet, isn't it?
Yeah.
So do you know any of those, what some of those letters stand for?
Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus.
Well done. I think you've nearly got... What was the last one?
Neptune.
You got a full house there, didn't they? Full house. Right, let's bring in Maisie, because Maisie, you've been doing a bit about science history, haven't you? Learning about a very, very, very special lady. Tell us her name first.
So her name is Mae Jemison, and she was the first black woman to actually head into space.
And when was that, Maisie? Do you know?
I think it was probably like a long time ago, because she... 1956.
1956. And what else have you been learning about Science Week then? Because you've been doing about sort of NASA and going into space, haven't you?
So we have also been going up, and we've been telling some space facts to each other.
Space, I love this school. This is the sort of lessons I want to be. Have you got any spare in your class, Noah? Any spare places?
No.
Okay, thanks very much, Noah. Cheers. We'll move on quickly to Rose. Now, Rose, you've been doing some science... you've been doing some science experiments, haven't you, Emmy?
Yes. And we've been doing experiments and making, like, mouse rockets that can fly into the air. And so we, like, make a mouse into a cone shape and then decorate it, put it on a big bottle or a small bottle. Then we push the bottle to, like, together, and then it flies into the air and comes down again.
Now, it's worth pointing out here, isn't it? Because it's not a real mouse, is it, Emmy?
It's not a real mouse.
It's a cone mouse, isn't it? A bit like finger mouse.
Yes.
Oh, we don't remember if finger mouse is. Now, I know there's lots of people listening this morning, isn't it? Because there's lots of you here, and some of your parents are listening this morning. So should we get some names of people who are listening this morning? So, William, who's listening for you this morning?
My mum's probably listening on the ketchup.
On the ketchup?
Yeah.
Not the tomato cat, as I'm ketchup.
No.
What about you, Rose? Who's listening in your house?
Probably my dad or my mum.
Your dad or your mum is. And Noah, you said lots of your family are listening this morning.
Yeah, my mum and my dad.
Your mum and your dad, great stuff. And who's listening for you, Maisie?
So my mum, my dad and my nan and her friend, my nan's friend.
So your nan's friend's tuning in as well. How are you finding being a celebrity, Emmy?
Very nice.
Could you get used to this?
Maybe.
I've got to say, the Two School for Call award this morning goes to William, because he put his shades on to do the interview. You've really got into this, haven't you, William?
Maybe.
You're looking very, very cool. Well, listen, it's been fantastic. And it's not the end of Star School this week, because we're going to hear your Star School news on Friday. So let's have a big cheer and say hello to your parents. Have a say. 3, 2, 1. Yay! Yay!
Lovely. I mean, that's quite something, isn't it? Now, when Star School comes to town, people are getting the shades out to kind of rock it up a little bit and, just elevate the cool. BBC CWR Star School. Richard comes live from a playground every Wednesday morning. We shine the spotlight on a local school. We're going to hear Newborough Primary's Star School news Wednesday morning. Sorry, hang on. Friday morning on the programme. So around 8:25 to hear their Star School news. If you'd like your kids, grandkids' school to get the Star School love, we could be down in your playground and hearing from your kids or grandkids. Really easy. Just type in BBC CWR Star School. Up will come our pages. On there, you can tell us everything we want to know. You want to tell us about how brilliant your kids' or grandkids' school is, and we could be coming from your kids' playground one morning in the week right here on CWR.
Phil Upton.